Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmel, my co-host here, Dave Popowich. How you doing, man?
I'm terrific. How was your week?
A very interesting and volatile week in the market, yeah. So it was pretty much volatile for me as well.
Yeah, it's funny when you're doing it, you're doing reporting on the various media sources. It's, you live and die every day by that up and down volatility throughout the course of the day. We did see an interesting spike, and that's going to be a very interesting point to talk about today, given the fact that we've got a terrific guest on today's show, Andrew McCreath. Now, Andrew's a regular contributor to BNN. He's a guy that we've done a lot of work with. He's a chief executive officer and chief investment officer of Forge First. And what's unique about the conversation, I want to encourage people to stick around, is because when this volatility spikes up, people get nervous,
yeah.
Right? And there are ways that you can mitigate risks. You know, we often talk about, and you love to make the comment, that losing less is making more. You got to protect your downside if you're going to survive in the long fight,
yep.
Right? And we're going to talk a lot about that on the next couple of segments and give some perspective of where the risks are and how to protect. But having said that, there were some things that the market was concerned about this week, and you know, we did see a big tumble.
Yeah, we did see a bit of a tumble early in the week. We started to see it claw back a bit,
mm-hmm.
And then it's going back and forth. In the background, one piece that was very interesting to me is China's coming back into the story.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard in the past, and we've seen them, they made some issues with some tech companies, some tutorial or education industry, and other types of assets. They're trying to get their hands and try to control the impact. They've been in the news with Evergrande and their issues. So there's a whole bunch of things surrounding the Chinese government. And what the market is trying to figure out is, what's the game plan for China?
Right.
And what China, from my research, is showing is that they do not want it to be a big difference between the big companies and the not so big companies. They want it to be profit for everyone.
Right.
Right. So they're trying to control this in some way to avoid too much power to too few companies. They wanted to kind of spread that out.
And that's not unlike what we're seeing in our markets. I mean, think about, it started sort of with the tech pressure in China, right? Some regulatory pressure on some of the big tech companies. And that's not unlike what we see in the rest of the world, who controls the data, right? Who has access to that.
Yeah.
Competitive issues that creates, right? Concentration of wealth. So it is interesting to see it play out. There's some unique aspects, obviously, to China and emerging markets relative to developed markets.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of similarities here. The Evergrande situation, of course, was a debt contagion issue, right?
Correct.
So big land developer or developer there concerned about too much debt, and China trying to control the amount of debt that's being taken on and sustainability of that.
What I found interesting about this whole too much debt issue is it's been a while since the market has looked at it and said, hang on, how much debt do these companies have?
Right.
What's on their balance sheet? Are they actually profitable?
Yep.
Are they able to grow? You know, the fundamentals that we normally
right.
invest in
right.
kind of been pushed to the side for the past little while with all this liquidity out there. It was like money was being thrown everywhere. And in that situation, you still have a lot of companies with a lot of debt. I call them zombies.
Mm-hmm.
I've said this before.
Yep.
They're just like the walking dead.
Yep.
And we're just, they're only alive because the market hasn't realized that these things can't continue on forever.
Right.
And so do I think this is the only story? No, I think there's many companies that are going to experience that. I think as stimulus starts to get reduced or eliminated, they're going to pop up even more.
Yeah.
And that causes fear, uncertainty, volatility. Which, where the idea is to then, in our portfolio at least, is to look at fundamentals.
Right.
And look at good quality companies, a good balance sheet, able to generate enough cash so they can continually grow and pay the dividends if we're investing in a dividend investment.
Absolutely. And then the trick with these things, whether it's the Chinese company Evergrande or others, because there's plenty of examples all over the world.
All over the world.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Is both governments and central banks have a very delicate balancing act. And this is what investors are every day trying to figure out where we are on that balancing act is, if there are the zombie companies, and there certainly are, how do we expose them, and we let sort of Darwinism take its course on those companies,
yeah.
but in a fashion that it doesn't create a contagion that spreads across the entire economy, right? So it speaks to, from an investment perspective, the kind of the path that we have to watch, the actions that these various geographic governments and regions are taking, right? But there's going to be, and it's not like this is unique in history, there's this stuff goes on all the time.
All the time.
All the time, right? Yep. But it is interesting to see, as you said, we start this week with this big risk sell-off, right? And we can expect, I think, more of those kinds of things, right? We get very intense moves, higher, lower in these markets, and it speaks to the structure and discipline that we're always talking about. Understand the long-term thesis that you have. But as you've said in the last couple of sessions, Faisal, and I want to reiterate this, is that you can't just have one base case scenario.
Yeah.
You have to consider what's on the fringes of that, right?
Right.
If you're wrong, you can be wrong two ways. You can be wrong and it's better than you expect, or it can be worse than you expect. And in the event that these things happen, what are you going to do? What's the playbook?
Yeah, and so, you know, have your strategy in place, but be humble enough to know that these outlying positions, that these black swan events, you know, we used to use that terminology a long time ago, going back through university or when we started off in our careers, black swan events hardly ever happen. Since our practice has merged over the past 12 years, 5 different black swan events have come up?
Yeah. Haven't been all that uncommon.
When does the outlier no longer become the outlier?
Right. It's a great question.
Planning for those issues, not the specifics, but the understanding of what could go wrong, having that in your arsenal to defend yourself.
Yeah.
I think that's what is important. I think too many people are invested on one strategy and only one way. And the question that needs to be asked by every investor to their advisor, or if they're building their own portfolios, what if it doesn't go according to plan?
Mm-hmm.
What's the worst scenario on the downside? And can I tolerate that?
Yeah.
And that's the risk. That's the risk that you have to be taking care of.
Yeah,
so I think that's an important piece. We've got a great show today talking about not only where we've been for the past, call it, 9 months, where the risks are, where the opportunities are, what are the flags that we need to put out there so people can be aware of. And we, of course, we've got a great guest. And this is all leading part of to how to manage and profit and protect in every market condition. And we're going to do that at our upcoming seminar live online Tuesday, October 19th, 7 p.m. Now you need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Before we break to the next section, I want to give some context to this because, we talk a little bit about fundamentally, most investors think of two asset classes, don't they? They think of stocks and they think of cash.
Yeah.
And it's the money movement between stocks and cash only, and it often relies on a timing bet, right? Getting your timing right. We're not big proponents of that. And certainly there's a heck of a lot more asset classes than just stocks and cash.
Yeah.
But one of the areas that I think I can speak for you is we don't think retail investors, normal everyday Canadian investors understand well, are some of the more sophisticated strategies. And from a regulatory perspective, we've seen some changes in our industry over the past 1 or 2 years that have introduced more sophisticated trading strategies that allow people to profit and protect differently than the traditional asset classes.
These are the large institutional pension plans. They've been doing this for decades.
Yeah.
And that hasn't been available to the average investor. We've been fortunate enough to work with some smart people to bring that to our clients.
Yeah.
And so we're going to bring our guests on right after the break. And so if you're looking at ways to see how to profit and protect, if you're looking to find out what are the biggest risks in this market coming up, you'll have to stick around after the break. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.